Everybody is trying to love God, and yet we are not succeeding. What is the reason for that? We have not understood the meaning of love. We are making a mistake there. We are going to God, "Hey Bhagawan, mera beta theek nahi hai, theek ho jaye. Oh God, I am very poor, please make me rich. Oh God, my daughter is not getting married, please get her married. Oh God, I am not getting married, please help me get married." In other words, we go to God and we ask Him for material things. So this is not love. This is the mistake we are making. We need to understand there are three things: love, lust, and business. Love, the reverse, lust, and in between, business. Where the sentiment is to give, 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 that is love. Where the sentiment is take, 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 that is lust, self-love. Where the sentiment is to give and take, give and take, give and take, that is business. So in the world, we have never learned to love. People may say, they can tell each other, "I love you, I love you." But that is all a fake. According to the Vedic definition, nobody loves anybody else. Now they are celebrating Valentine's Day. It got exported, you know, from America to India as well. Yes, yes, you also celebrate Valentine's Day. So when we were growing up, we had never heard of such a thing. But now the youngsters in India, they're all telling each other, "I love you, I love you." Misconception. Once, you know, Kripaluji Maharaj, he has an ashram in Mussoorie, in the hills. So, when he was on the planet in the summer months, he used to go there for a couple of months in the summers. So that time I used to preach in India, so I used to go and meet him every year. There would be a few devotees in Mussoorie. When he would reach there, then his devotees around the world would come to know that Maharaji has reached Mussoorie, he will be having time. They used to start calling him on the phone. Now once I was sitting with him, somebody rang up from Canada, "Radhe Radhe Maharaji, I love you Maharaji, I miss you Maharaji." So then somebody else rang up from New Zealand, "Radhe Radhe Maharaji, I love you Maharaji." Then somebody else rang up from Australia. Then for the fourth time he came, so somebody rang up, "Radhe Radhe Maharaji." He said, "Yes, I love you, I miss you, I khopda you," and he put it down. And then the next 10 calls that came from abroad, all of them he told the same thing, "I love you, I miss you, I khopda you," and he would put the phone down. And he said, "Look, they are all using the word love, but they don't know what it means." In the world, everybody is loving the other for their happiness. This is what the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is telling us. Na vare patyu kamaye pati priyo bhavati atmanastu kamaye pati priyo bhavati, na vare jayaye kamaye jaya priya bhavati atmanastu kamaye jaya priya bhavati, na vare putranam kamaye putra priya bhavati atmanastu kamaye putra priya bhavati, na vare kamaye vittam priyam bhavati atmanastu kamaye vittam priyam bhavati, na vare sarvasya kamaye sarvam priyam bhavati atmanastu kamaye sarvam priyam bhavati, atma vare drishtavya shotavyo mantavyo nididhyasitavyo maitreyi. This is in the Vrihadaranyaka Upanishad. Yajnavalkya Rishi is telling his wife Maitreyi. He says, Maitreyi, in this world, no husband loves the wife for the wife's sake. He loves the wife for his sake. No wife loves the husband for the husband's sake. She loves the husband for her own sake. No father loves the son for the son's sake. He loves the son for his own sake. No son loves the father for the father's sake. He loves the father for his own sake. Wherever we love, it is always for our own sake. This is the nature of this world. And why is the world like this? Because everybody wants happiness. We are tiny parts of the ocean of happiness, which is God. So it is our nature to seek happiness. And until we get the happiness of God, we will not be satisfied. We will keep trying. For what? For our own happiness. And wherever we get it, we will love. Wherever we don't get it, there will be no love. So, we think, oh, I'm loving the other for his sake and he is not doing anything from me. What a bewafa, disloyal he is. But Vedas say everybody is loving for their own sake.